Members of the public were given a chance to weigh in on Northern Pass, a proposed utility transmission project that would bring power from Quebec to southern New England via New Hampshire. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, it was the first of 3 days of public hearings over the coming weeks in this phase of the application process. It drew speakers ranging from buttoned-up businessmen to farmers and innkeepers.
Northern Pass has been the subject of fierce debate since Eversource announced the plan 7 years ago. It calls for bringing hydropower from Quebec along 192 miles of transmission lines in the state. Some of those lines would be buried, some would be along existing rights-of-way, and others strung along newly built towers in the North Country. During 2.5 hours of public testimony before the Site Evaluation Committee, all 7 years' worth of pros and cons were condensed into 3-minute speeches. Supporters of the plan argue that the cheaper energy will help attract businesses to the state. Those backers included Tom Farrelly, a commercial realtor in Manchester.
There's no perfect solution when it comes to building out our energy infrastructure, but it seems to me that Northern Pass has struck the optimal balance.
Eversource contends that the Canadian hydropower will save New Hampshire ratepayers $60 million annually, and the company says it's restructured the proposed route to minimize the visual impact of the towers. Opponents dispute that local ratepayers will save much money and express concern about its effect on North Country tourism. Robert McKeel is from Lancaster.
From what I can see, the benefits to this project, they should be direct. People from New Hampshire should be receiving a benefit to tolerate this scar on our beautiful landscape, but we're not.
Those negative sentiments were echoed by a majority of the 30-plus speakers. Rather than a scar, Kathleen Sims of New Boston offered her own vivid imagery.
The proposed army of giant towers marching across the spines of these towns will cripple tourism, property values, community spaces, and family recreation, not to mention their children's health.
If approved, Northern Pass's utility lines would terminate in the town of Deerfield. That's where the family of Meredith Briggs has called home for generations. She backs the plan in part because of the jobs it will create. And like many speakers, she didn't hide her passion.
I want you to know, and I want you to understand, I would cut out my tongue and dig out my heart with a spoon before I would come to any conclusions I believe would be injurious to the town I love so much. Deerfield is my past, Deerfield is my present, and Deerfield is my future.
The future of Northern Pass won't be decided for at least several more months. Hearings are scheduled into August. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.